want to reach your goal. You see, he knew I was a long ways away from playing for Ohio State. He knew I had to really, really adjust some things. So what did he do? He spoke the truth in love. He spoke the truth, the hard truth. You need to make some changes. And so what happened? He started running me like a dog on the tennis court. He made me do what's called suicide drills, where you're running from one line, and then you touch, and then you run to another line, you touch. And you're doing that almost to the point of falling over. The lunch I ate that day, it didn't want to stay down. He knew you want to reach this high prize. Boy, you gotta work at it. You just can't just wave a magic wand. You gotta practically do things to reach your goal. And so I followed his advice, and after the time went by, I got an offer to play for Ohio State, and I did beat that world-ranked player back at home. So he knew, and I began to know, I needed to make some changes. In today's gospel, our precious Lord speaks some challenging words. He was asked a provocative question. What was that question? Will only a few people be saved? And keep in mind, the person who asked this question is a follower of Jesus. And he said to him, enter through the narrow gate, for many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. Do you know, in America today, one out of four people describe themselves as a nun, N-O-N-E. They want nothing to do with religion and God. 90 million in our country say, it's not worth it. It's not important to me. One out of four. Wisdom is doing everything in the light of eternity. Wisdom examines every choice and asks, how is this going to help my eternal beatitude? How is this going to help or hurt me see God face to face for all eternity? What is the goal of our faith? The goal of our faith is seeing God forever in the beatific vision. You take the most beautiful sight you've ever seen in your life, the most gorgeous sunset, the most exquisite star-filled sky, the most beautiful human being you've ever seen. It's just a faint glimpse of beauty itself. God is not, he doesn't just have beauty. He is beauty itself. St. Paul described it, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for those who love him. And so our end goal is being with him for all eternity. You think about the person in your life you most like to spend time with. It's like hours just go by like a cliff. You just love being with that person. Can you imagine the joy of being with myriads upon myriads of angels? The whole communion of saints, St. Peter, St. Monica, Mary, the Blessed Virgin, relatives and friends. The ecstatic joy of heaven is worth all discipline here on earth. When that coach of mine made me ran and ran, and go to the weight room and practice hour after hour after hour. He knew it would be all worth it. And you and I have the most precious treasure in the world today. We have freedom. We have the ability to choose. Love is willing the good of the other as other. God desires, wills, and wants you and I to spend eternity with Him forever. But you and I are not robots. We're not puppets. He gives us free choice. And you know what else He gives? He gives us 168 hours in a week. And He asks, can you not spend 1 hour with me? He looks you in the eye and says, am I worth it? Am I worth an hour of your time? And the best hour on earth, Mother Teresa says, is when you go into the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel and experience heaven on the way to heaven. You see, peace is the tranquility of order. God wants our lives well-ordered. And when they're well-ordered, we have peace. The Lord promises, I will give you peace that the world cannot give. But it takes discipline. It takes carving out an intentional, set-apart hour of power. An hour to be with the one whom you love. The one who loves you with an everlasting love. Who knows every hair on your head and who knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. You see, every single day we need to think about heaven. We need to think, my end goal, my reason for existing, my purpose on earth is to unite every decision I do with my ultimate end. And every time you choose rightly, you're choosing in accord with heaven. Communion means oneness. And every time you unite your will with God's will, there's what's called participated theonomy. That's a fancy word they teach you in moral theology. It's when your will and God's will become one. And that is what the saints try to tell us, is that if you want abundant life, if you want eternal life, you need to unite your decisions with God. Everything you choose can either be a help to heaven or a hindrance to heaven. And He says, our blessed Lord, in another gospel, wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And He says, many enter through it. So when you're surfing through the internet, what are you watching? What am I watching? When we're watching movies, is something offensive to Almighty God crossing our eyes? Are we so busy that we don't make an hour for God in the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel? Are we relying on our miserable strength? Or are we plugging into the power source? spend time with